We said it last week, Rabbi was in my chavrua on Tuesday nights. We spoke about one shlav of the avoid of El. And today we're going to speak about the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. And the avoid of Rosh Hashanah is difficult, it's very difficult, obviously. Made even more difficult by the fact that we don't have a clear picture of what Rosh Hashanah is, and therefore it's a very difficult thing to be nigash to it. And the truth of the matter is, it's an ongoing learning experience. The Altav and Kalm said that he was by Rabbi Yisrael for I think something like 20 years. So it was around that time, and every single year he said that Rabbi Yisrael said. Every single year, the Alva said that he realized that the previous year he had no clue what Rosh Hashanah was really about. And that's the Alva Kalm talking. So of course, for ourselves also, on our level, we still have the same. We have the same chiyuv to work on it. We might not have the same wherewithal, but we have the same chiyuv. It's a very, very difficult situation. But lemaisa, afal pikein, it's a yom avoid that we're mechayev to be nigash to, and therefore, ishkef yarko, everyone has to work on it to the best of our abilities. And Rosh Hashanah, it has many, 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 many different sides to it, and many different angles. But lemaisa, we're going to speak here something that's very, very nagei to al-chabua, to everyone that's in this room. And everyone should really please try to pay very close attention, because it's not necessarily pashat. We say, the Yalkut in Tehillim says, Am Nivra Yehalka, that a people will be created to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it asks, what is this? Is there an Am that hasn't been created until now that's going to be created? What's this Am that's going to be created? And there's a Machlokes, and the Chacham, whether it's Mordechai, Rameir says it's the Dar of Mordechai. The Chacham say, it's Klal Yisrael. It's the Dairus of Klal Yisrael, that there are Dairus that come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Lashon is Kemesim B'maseim, Kemesim B'maseim, and Ayidei HaTfila, the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayivim. The Klal Yisrael is Kemesim B'maseim, their Maisim are Kemesim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ayidei the Tfila of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is Mechayivim. We said last week, Zeh Hayom Tchilas Maaseh HaZikaron L'Yom Rishon. And we said that Rosh Hashanah is Pshuto K'Mishmo. It's the Yom Bria Sa'adam, and it's also the Yom of the Binyan of the world. And every year that it revolves itself. Rosh Hashanah, every single year, Pshuto K'Mishmo. Every single year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the world. As a male, there's a din. It's Pasha, there has to be a din. Well, who is going to be Nechalal in this world that I'm about to create? So, are Mesim going to be part of this world that we're going to create? Mesim can't be part of the world. And so, it's a Shvar Matzav. We come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, K'Mesim Maseim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to create a world. And Mesim are not in the world. Mesim don't live in a world. As a Melo, what's that to do? As the only option for Klal Yisrael is to balef ne'a kodesh baruch hu b'Rosh Hashanah b'Yom Kippur, and ayidei the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're able to mechayev ourselves. Ayidei the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're able to make our meisim that they're not made. We're able to mechayev ourselves that we're no longer begedim meisim, and as a meila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the world a kaseder and zeh hayom tchilas maaseh hazikaron l'yom rishon. Meisim Maseim is not pshat that we don't have Meisim. Meisim Maseim is not pshat that we're not doing Meisim. We're doing Meisim. Over the Meisim are Meisim. That means that we put on tefillin. However, the Meis that we put on tefillin is a Meis that's considered Meis. It's a Meis without, what does it mean, Meis? We spoke last week. Meis means it's B'li Hargasha, Pasha. We don't have any feeling in that Meis. That's Pasha. Everyone can understand that. Everyone should think. Just this morning, when they put on tefillin, exactly what they were thinking. Exactly what they were thinking. And when you put on tzitzis this morning? Also, what were you thinking? And then, and this past Shabbos, the Kabbalah Shabbos, what were you thinking? As every you can, door after door, we come in front of the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, k'meisim b'maseim. We come in front of the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and our meisim are meisim. And their only way out of it is ayadei tefila. Ubefrat, the tefila of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a tefila that's supposed to be able to be mechay ourselves. Every single day, a person goes home and he sees and he looks at a computer. He should understand that in some way, shape, or form, I'm not going to do any predictions right now, especially since I'm being recorded. But in some way, shape, or form, you're downing for a world where there will be no internet. Internet is the biggest pageya in Klai Malchus Shemayim. You understand that every single time, turn on the computer. That's it. You understand that you have only a couple of times in Metz Hashem to do that more. You could either choose to not do it now and build your own Malchus Shemayim, or you should understand though that when you buy it, it's not a worthwhile investment. They're going to go down in price a lot very soon, not because they're going to be coming out with new computers. That is all Nichlal and Galulim. Aleinu l'shaveach, Alkein Kava tells us that the first shlav in the binyan of Malchus Shemayim is that all these things are not Nagei anymore. So everybody has to hold on to that picture. The second thing that it tells us is va'elilim karis yikareisim, and all the elilim will be cut off. Elilim. Elilim is all the gods. Elilim karis yikareisim. What's elilim? Chavis Lavavis tells us that elilim could be a person's own hanaz, his own, everyone has their own elilim. Chavis Lavavis says everyone makes their own elilim. Money elil. We chase after money. Everyone should realize we chase after money. If you walk out, if you look at, I'm not knocking. You have to. A person has to make a panasa. Obviously, we're not getting involved in any debate on this subject. But money, a person could worship it. Sports, a person could make it that it's that part of his life. He's worshiping sports. When a bacher came over to me, and he told me yesterday, even as a joke, that his first love in this world is the Jets, he should understand that when he's davening Alkein Dekam Lecha and he's saying Ve'alilim Karis Yikareisun, he's saying that there is no more of that in this world. When you daven on Rosh Hashanah and you're davening and you're saying Zachreinu L'chaim, remember that you're davening for a world without newspapers, without TV, without sports. There are no teams. There's no jumping around like a Meshuggah rooting for a sports team. There's none of that. There's none of that. This world that we're davening for, it's tomorrow night. Rosh Hashanah is a long avoida. It's not just an avoida of year to year, which it is. It's also, there are six Shemoneh Esrei in Rosh Hashanah. Right? Six Shemoneh Esrei in Rosh Hashanah. Those are six connected Shemoneh Esrei. They are one long Shemoneh Esrei. Every single Rosh Hashanah, every single Shemoneh Esrei, you're trying to build on the Shemoneh Esrei from beforehand. And in between Shemoneh Esrei, everyone has an opportunity to either build on it or to lose it. You sit at the table, and if you see Litzanis on Rosh Hashanah, you should understand you have to move away. You have to run like the plague. They're trying to rip you away from being able to be Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means if you're at a table, and I understand this yeshiva sometimes has a minute that they start dancing on Rosh Hashanah. You should be very, very scared to dance. Because when you dance, you put yourself into a position where you could lose yourself. And the worst time to lose yourself is on the day of Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, you really, really want to be able to constantly, as much as possible, mechaven your libo to be Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's nichlal all these things. Lesakin oilim b'malchus shakein. And as Mela, after we do these things, then we're starting to already be mesakin the world. We're trying to fix the world of the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then what happens? That's the surmeira. So now we took away what happens. As v'chol b'nei v'asa yikuv v'shmecha. In this world, everyone calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's everyone. That's not just Klai Yisrael. That's everyone. Chovenos Yigur Shmecha means that all the Muslims of the world, all the Christians of the world, including every single Shegetz, Amaretz, Kaifer, and worse, all calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's if you could picture a world where Arafat is being Mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Malchus Shemayim. If it's possible to picture a world where you walk into a store and the owner of this, you walk into the 7-Eleven, and the owner of the 7-Eleven, and the man behind the cash register, also is being ma'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the world that we're dining for here. That's the world, this world that doesn't have anything that's taken away from Malchus Shemayim, Mamela has in it a kol b'nei vasa yikru v'shmecha. As l'hach v'nesecha kol v'shi yaretz, everything is all the v'shi yaretz, is all taken away. We like to think Malchus Shemayim was there's no crime in the world. It's a lot deeper than crime in the world. It's not pshat Malchus Shemayim, there's no terrorists. It's a lot, it's much more exact than that. Yakiv yedo kol yesh v'seva, what's that? Everyone will recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tishava Kalashin. Tishava Kalashin, the Pirush on that is that there's a shvu on us. The same way that the shvu is when we're a baby in a mother's womb, they're mashpia on us that we're going to be a tzaddik, v'al tiyah rasha. That's the same shvu that all of the world is going to make in this malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The kabbalchulim asal malchusecha. Everyone will bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the sugya of Malchus Shemayim. That's the Aleinu, for nothing else, when in Rosh Hashanah Akein the Kabbalah plays such a massive role in our Avodas Hayayim. That is the tzir, the haschala of a tzir. It has to be developed. Everyone individually has to develop. First think of their own gilulim and their own elilim, and then broaden it and work on it. That is, and discuss it. That's a good thing to do on Rosh Hashanah. Is to first, the haschala of the Avodas Hayayim is to develop a world where there is no, where the world is a Malchus Shemayim. That's everything. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give, we daven for it. That's what we're davening for. That's what's the next shalav of Rosh Hashanah, is what's Klai Yisrael's position in this Malchus Shemayim. Of course, we're not going to be just like every other world. You know, everyone always stands up and says, we're so fortunate, and we're fortunate to have the Torah, but what's our job, what's our role in this world of Malchus Shemayim? The Haftarah this past week said, Sois Asis Bashem. We're going to be Mesameach Bashem. And the Gemara has a question. It says, Zeh Yom, where's the Hashem? Zeh Hayom Arsa Hashem Nagila V'Nismach Habo. The Gemara says there are two things written there. That A, where it's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it also says Zeh Hayom, this is the day. What's Bo? What is it going? What is the Sois Asis? The Simch Bo, what's it referring to? Is it referring to that day? By Yom was referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shlomo Melech says it means Ba. It's talking about that Klai Yisrael is Sois Asis Ba. Klai Yisrael is Mesameach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it gives a mashal of a woman whose husband is away, and the son-in-law has come. They tell her that your son-in-laws are coming. So she says, "Oh, good. So my daughters will be happy." So then they say to the woman, "Your daughter-in-laws are happy." She says, "Oh, good. So my sons are going to be happy." And they say, "Your husband's coming. Ah, this is now my simcha." So that's the relationship of Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara says, Yerushalayim is coming. So then Hatzion will be happy. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, and Rosh Hashanah Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down, the Shekhinah comes down to ready for a Malchus, as who is Seis Asis V'Hashem, who is there, B'Simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Klai Yisrael's Matzav. In this world of Malchus Shemayim, Klai Yisrael's situation, Klai Yisrael's Matzav, Klai Yisrael's job is to be Mesameach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are the Mamleches Kainim V'Goy Kadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us of all other nations. Our job is to be Mesameach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with this idea that we are the princes. We are the torch carriers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. And therefore, every single time that Klai Yisrael is given covenant in this world, it's a bigger cover to Malchus Shemayim. And Chalila, in our world, the opposite. It's a tremendous lack of cover to Shemayim when Klai Yisrael is attacked. And that's the world. That's what we say. Tein kavod la'amecha, tehila l'recha. In this world of Malchus Shemayim, kavod and tehila and tikva and are all given to Klai Yisrael, because that's the matzah of Seis Asis Bashem. So the next thing is we have to decide where we are. So then we have to look at ourselves and say, okay, so now that we have at least have a tzir of Malchus Shemayim, what where are we? So where are we in this? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe that Now you're Saisa says Bashem, but after you die, he says, you know, Sheikh the Kama Amazed, the nation's gonna get Vizana Akhri Elokai, and it's gonna go after other worlds, Vazavani, they're gonna leave me, and then I'll leave them, Vakhafi, then I'm gonna leave them, Vazavtim. And what does he say the reason is? Ki ain Elokai Bikirbi. Because there is no HaKadosh Baruch Hu in you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the reason is not because he did this and this chet. The makar of all chatam is because ke'en elakai bekirbi, there's no amuna. A lack of amuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings all the chatam. Rosh Hashanah is the zman of Malchus Shemayim. Our matziv is ke'en elakai bekirbi. If we don't have our mitzvahs are meisim b'maseim, it's a simon that we're missing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in us, that we're not living with Hashem as part of us on a constant basis. But at least now there's an avoida here. At least now there's a thought and avoida of that we have to place HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be part of us. And Muna is found in many different ways. And if you look at different Muslims, they all have different hajjachim, but there's a way of seeing a pashut. We have to fix that. We have to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of us. That means, and we have to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Rav Volbi says the aside. When I read this, I almost fell off my chair. I was so inspired by how a person who is constantly thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be mechamed to something so emistic and so just absolutely phenomenal. Says, What does the Gemara say Malchus is for? When you see a Melch, you make a bracha. That's not just for a Goyish Melch, it's also for a Jewish Melch. Because that's also for a Goyish. Why? Because when you see a Melech, it's supposed to give you a tzir of what the Malchus Shemayim looks like. Do you know that? Do you know that? Dovi. Do you know that? When you see a Melech, that gives you a tzir of what Kvay Malchus Shemayim looks like. Rosh Hashanah is, first of all, to me, make a beautiful, and it's very, very hard. Every little I had a certain seer of this Malchus, and I think I stalled it for 2.5 years, 3 years, until a couple of years ago, I added on one little piece to it. But Av Al Pi Kein, every single time you work on this Malchus Shemayim, it's a chizik. And then think about what Klai Yisrael's point is, and then see where you are, and what could, then, after you see where you are, then you could see. Yom Kippur, you're doing tshuva. Now, the whole point of Rosh Hashanah is because tshuva is mashla, you went away from somebody, kiz azavtim, vazavani. But if you don't know who you left, so then how are you going to know who to be meshiv to? If you have no clue about what Malchus Shemayim, if you have no tzir Malchus Shemayim, so then what exactly are you returning to? You're returning to just not doing something, but what does that mean? What does your Shema Yisrael mean? And then you turn to yourself and you say, okay, so where am I? And then you realize that mamash realize that we're in a matzav of Ein Elokai Bekirbi. Realize that our whole day, and we're the best of them. We're the best of them. Is Ein Elokai Bekirbi. And realize how can we just make it a little bit more. A little bit, how can we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu just a little bit more a part of our lives. And then if you do that, and you come back the next year, Rosh Hashanah, I want to tell you something, it's mamash unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Anyone who's ever come back to Hashem the next Rosh Hashanah, where even one of us Kabbalists he kept the whole year, there's nothing more unbelievable. There's nothing more unbelievable. But that's the Mahalach. This is the Mahalach. I told everyone last Chabura that if you take a Kabbalah, and a Kabbalah is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to make a Kodesh Baruch Hu part of your life. If you take a Kabbalah, you're going to feel that. It's not pshat that you just feel your Kabbalah. Okay, so you challenge yourself and you didn't do it. I could also challenge myself in basketball. It's much, much worse than that. You had an opportunity to come close to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you gave it up. No one should ever feel that a Kabbalah. The Kabbalah you pick should be a Kabbalah you're convinced that you're going to do. This past year I picked one of my Kabbalahs, I feel that. At the end of the day I realized, wow, am I crazy that I ever thought I could do that? It's Pasha Chisar, and if a person feels that it's Kabbalah, it just means that he didn't think hours and hours and hours about his Kabbalah. Every single time I'm driving by myself right now, all I'm thinking about is trying to develop what my Kabbalah will be this coming Yom Kippur. It's constantly thinking about what I think about a midah that I want to work on, and I say, where's the haschal of the midah? And I go through different options, and I think it's something that's going to come up, and it's going to be something that I could do, and then a lot of times I say, I can't do it, but it's constant. A person has to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu part of his life. You're in a yeshiva. We're given an opportunity. I want to tell you something. We're given an opportunity to learn in yeshiva. It's an amazing opportunity. When you go to yeshiva today, and you see that the yeshiva looks empty, you should understand, it's not pshat, it's empty. Pshat is that there are a lot of people missing an opportunity, a tremendous opportunity. And when you make a Kabbalah for this coming year, you have to realize that it's a tremendous opportunity that is afforded to you by Kodesh Baruch Hu as a chance of Ashivenu Hashem Alecha v'Neshuva Chadesh Yemenu Kekedam. To do Ashivenu that will make HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Chadesh Yemenu. That's a tremendous, tremendous opportunity. And therefore you should spend hours, days, thinking about what that Kabbalah is. So you refine it, so you know, and it just has to be with one Kavana to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu part of your life that you'll be able to be Mamlechim properly this Rosh Hashanah. And every single place you daven Rosh Hashanah, you'll realize all over the Machzor, it's all about Machzor Shemayim, and it's going to help you develop an unbelievable, beautiful picture. And when you see something in your Shemona Esrei, you should come over to me after daven and say, and tell me it. Lebach, I want to know it. I need help. And everybody should go over to everyone else and say, you know, this. Listen to this. It all develops its seer of Machzor Shemayim, and that seer will mechazik you that you'll want to be part of it. The Malchus Shemayim is supposed to, the Tzir Malchus Shemayim is supposed to be there to say, ah, what a beautiful, beautiful world. It's not a depressed world. Think this world without newspaper. Think about all the struggles you go through. Think a person has gevaldig struggles in this world. Think about all the times that you're ripping yourself because it's so hard. Think about all the struggles, and then think about what a nachas would be just to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu without daigus, just to be able to be Saisa Sisbashan. Not even talking about the lo yitzar, or there won't be any tzaras, Matz Hashem. But just pushing between ourselves and Kodesh Baruch Hu to reach that massive is such a wonderful thing. We should be zeichet to mamash daig, to work on it, to come up with something gevaldig, that we should be able to reach this some level, make some headway in the malchus of Shemayim, and we should be zeichet to be part of it, and to mechazik each other with it. Say that.